Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
I'm eating a bagel with jelly on it. It's delicious. You know, having a good cup of coffee.
I only make my bagel. I'm going to draw on your head.
And what else did you eat for breakfast besides a bagel?
I ate eggs.
Eggs and?
Bagel with jelly.
And?
I don't know. Banana.
And once again, I'm improvising my little coffee maker out of a cocktail shaker and a napkin because Thompson broke my French press. I don't know if we'd shared that with you listeners. It was a great tragedy, but it's just provided an opportunity for innovation and experimentation.
Hey, listeners, look at this.
Well, they can't see it through the radio.
Of course they can.
No, that would be called television.
Television?
Yeah, television, television. Vision meaning seeing. Tele meaning sending. So sending, seeing.
Yeah.
Radio is just ears. No eyes.
No eyes?
No eyes. All they can see is the little photo we post up with the podcast.
But how can you see it with your eyes?
You make television if you want to see it with your eyes.
Of course I do.
Well, we don't want to make television. Why? Not for this show.
Why?
Well, because it's a casual show, you know. I don't want to be, you know, I'm not going to get all made up and dressed up and everything every morning to do the show when I'm having a cup of coffee with my son. I mean, it's about, we're a relaxed show, you know. It's, somebody wants to see me in my pants and my underwear or whatever, or my robe or whatever bizarre costuming and attire I happen to be on, and nobody wants to see you run around in your pajamas. It's not like you gotta do appearances for television, but radio you can just keep it real. Just be sort of spontaneous and casual.
Yeah, sure it is. It's like a giant. It's like a poop fart and a fart poop.
Oh, Thompson again with that.
Okay.
That's, you know, funny the first couple of times, but that material's getting old, kid. We gotta keep our standards up. You don't gotta work blue, kid.
Standards down. Standards up. Standards down.
Well, like, for example, like, up. We were listening to the comedy
standards
this morning.
Standards down. Standards up.
We were listening to the funny guys this morning. We were listening to Eddie Izzard, and we were listening to George Carlin, and those guys,
and
they can swear.
Listening to Benny Goodman.
Look, the Falcon.
Look.
See the Falcon?
Yeah.
He's chasing those pigeons.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, he was turning good there. That was exciting. They're fast, though. Little falcons. The fastest critter on the planet is a peregrine falcon in a dive. And I think they can get up to like 200 miles an hour.
But what about hawks?
They're even faster than hawks. They're smaller, but they're faster.
But what do hawks do?
Hawks are also a bird of prey. They're a raptor. And they hunt other birds and small mammals and snakes.
But what do they eat?
Well, they're carnivores, so they eat bugs, small mammals like mice, other birds, smaller birds. Any other bird is fair game. Pigeons, sparrows, robins, whatever. Whatever's around, they'll kill them. And some of them know how to fish, so they catch fish.
They catch fish?
Yeah, they go down low on the water. When they see a fish up by the surface, they just nail them with their claws, pull them out of the lake, take them up, and eat them.
But,
and that goes for hawks and falcons. They hunt all sorts of little small rodents and stuff.
But do falcons eat fish too?
I don't know if there are any fishing falcons. There might be. I mean, it's certainly possible. They have the power and the speed
but
to do it.
But what do sparrows eat?
Sparrows eat bugs and berries, and they're omnivorous. They eat both vegetables and animal matter.
Now, I really know about dinosaurs and the earth plants that lived long ago.
Well, dinosaurs may have evolved from birds, but birds definitely evolved from dinosaurs. So all birds trace their ancestry back to... Have you heard of Archaeopteryx?
Archaeopteryx? Oh!
The first bird?
Oh, Archaeopteryx is a bird that doesn't eat fish.
Right. It was a dinosaur bird. It's the very first bird we know of
but
so far.
But you know, sometimes the Archaeopteryx... Sometimes in the Archaeopteryx land, the people that was feeding the Archaeopteryx fed them poppy seeds. But now, in the other lands of dinosaurs, Archaeopteryx eat sparrows.
Well, he certainly could. He was a pretty big bird. I mean, I gotta say, he was an impressive creature. But now they're finding out that they think Tyrannosaurus Rex may have had feathers, too.
Tyrannosaurus Rex? Oh, yeah! He's very tall!
Yeah, you've seen him about a million times at the Academy of Sciences. You got him on your shirt right now.
Yeah, look, it's a T-Rex!
Yup.
That's Claude.
Well, Claude's an albino alligator at the Academy of Sciences. This is a T-Rex. This is a totally other kind of critter.
This is not an alligator.
But there were crocodiles and alligators back in the time of the dinosaurs, and they are related. They are all lizards. They're cold-blooded, and they're reptiles. Well, I'm sorry, they're all reptiles. They're not lizards. Lizards is a class of... It's a kind of reptile. They're all reptiles.
Where's hot-blooded animals?
That's like mammals, and I believe fish.
A mammal?
And I think birds are hot, but warm-blooded too.
Are you a mammal?
Yes, I am. But like most mammals, unfortunately, I'm all out of time. We are out of time today, Thompson. Any special shout-outs?
No, I got one thing to talk to you. You know what T-Rex muscles look like?
What?
The inside of the T-Rex is so hard that dead T-Rex have muscles and T-Rexes eat meat.
Awesome. Goodbye. Everybody love everybody.